And now, What the Fed with technologist John Cofrancesco.
As you know, most government IT projects fail. And even the ones we call successes, those look like failures too. The problem is, most IT acquisitions are a lot less about buying and a lot more about a marriage. You're basically proposing to your vendor and vice versa, so you have to live with that person, that organization, or that system for some time. Sometimes that dream date, you find out later, is cutting their toenails on your bed. So you really don't want to find out that the devil's in the details too late. This is the problem that Courtney Anderson and Lisa Haralampas of the National Archives and Records Administration wanted to solve. They understood that federal records managers, they only get funding once every 10 years or so and didn't have the organic capability to go out to buy these new systems. They didn't know what to buy, who to buy from, where to buy it. So they did something really interesting. They partnered with the GSA to form a standalone schedule, the GSA 36, a one-stop shop to solve this Wild West world of acquisition so that records managers could buy from a single place. But more than that, they didn't just build a schedule for you to contract through. They also formed a standard called FERMI, the Federal Electronic Records Management Modernization Initiative. And this standard went out to the market to tell vendors what they had to do in order to be a good federal records management system. So end-to-end, the users have this ability to go to the GSA 36, find the right vendors, to be sure that those vendors have the right capabilities, and if they need to skip their own contracting and to purchase directly through the GSA. So if you have a problem like this, build a community of practice like Courtney and Lisa. Work with your partners at GSA and other agencies. And if you're a records manager, check out the GSA 36.
That was What the Fed with technologist John Cofrancesco.